Hello everyone, this is Devendra, an intelligent analyst, and this time I'm back with another review. And today I'll be talking about one of the most romantic series available on G5, and that is Never Kiss Your Best Friend Season 2. Friendship is considered to be one of the purest relationships, and more often than not, thicker than blood. There is hardly anyone who does not have a friend or think of a life without a single friend. There have been innumerable stories, books, songs, poems, and quotes on friendship, and there will be more in coming ages. But there are few boundaries that people would not like anyone to cross in friendship, or I dare say, with their best friend, and that is to kiss that best friend. This can lead to either the best or the absolute worst outcome. Depends on the mutual feelings between those two best friends. Never Kiss Your Best Friend franchise on G5 is based on this very subject, with a lot of love, fights, tears, and emotions. Let's find out if it's worth your time or not. Story: Tani and Sumer are two best friends who used to spend a lot of time with each other, and by the end of the season 1, they both fell in love with each other. The second season starts from a point where Tani and Sumer already broke up due to some misunderstanding. Tani has written two novels, where the first one was a huge success and the second one was a huge flop. Now she is working in a media company that is trying to create their first web series, and Tani was appointed as their writer for the show. For the same show, Sumer also signed up as a director, thus they meet again. From here, the story takes a lot of twists and turns that eventually leads to the climax. Background: The first season was aired in January 2020 and the second season was aired in April 2022. The series is based on Sumrit Sahni's book with the same name, Never Kiss Your Best Friend. The show is directed by Harsh Nedhia and produced by 11-11 Production. In the main cast, we have Anya Singh as Tani Brat, Nakul Mehta as Sumer Dhillo, Sara Jain Diaz as Lavanya Oberoi, Karan Wahi as Karan Malhotra, Sapna Pabbi as Alisha, Javed Jafri as Bittu Mama, Dipti Bhatnagar as Sangeeta Malhotra, and Vicky Modi as Gautam. Second season of Never Kiss Your Best Friend is available on G5 and has total 8 episodes. The music album of the series is created by Vishal Mishra and Yash Narvekar, and sung by Vishal Mishra himself and Arman Malik. Positives: I believe the best thing about Never Kiss Your Best Friend Season 2 is its star cast. The main star cast is really charming and bunch of good actors. Anya Singh looks really cute and pretty throughout the series and was able to establish a connect with the audience. Nakul Mehta is a Hrithik Roshan on small screen and looks really handsome, along with Karan Wahi, who has been the heartthrob of girls since the days in Dil Mil Gaye. Another actress, Sapna Pabbi, looked great as Anya's best friend, though she had a limited time screen. And last but not the least, Sara Jain looked stunning and gracious the entire series and created a lot of buzz around her. Next thing that I loved the most is the music album and the BGM of the series. There are total 6 songs in the series, out of which 3 songs each were sung by Vishal Mishra and Arman Malik. All the songs were really soulful and you would love it each time they are on the screen, they are being played in the background. The song placement and the portions that were being played in particular scenes were simply magical, and you can say that they were able to connect with the audience in merely a moment. You must listen to the album and find yourself lost in soulful music. I believe this is becoming the specialty of G5, that is giving one after another great music album in our shows. The way all the emotions were portrayed on the screen was spot on. You could really feel the taste of love, friendship, heartbreak and pain while watching it, and it was really amazing how the stories and the series was able to connect so much with me. Most of the cast involved in the show did a great job, especially the main cast. The chemistry between Anya and Nakul is so great that you would love and you would just adore them whenever they are together. They looked amazing together, and it was one of the main attractions for me before going for the second season. Anya shared a great chemistry with Karan Wahi too, and that really enhanced the quality of the overall show. Last, I really liked the concept and the story. It was really sweet and simple. Little surprises, twists and turns are there, but mostly this is a cute little love story of two friends who feel so much for each other, but always feel short of words and find themselves stuck in one or another problem that tastes their friendship and love. The series feels like an after rain breeze and leaves a lasting impact. It is a binge watch worthy series and can provide answers to your own turmoils going within your heart. Negatives. I think the subplots of the series were not that good and could not help much with the final product. While we all fell in love with Tani in the first season, here you might not like her much because of what she did and would do in the series with some characters. Javed Jafri was not used properly in the series and his presence could not add much to the series. The story was made pretty predictable and in some places and like they threw in the element of surprise. Cuteness of love was a main theme of the first season. However, in the second season, the maturity of love was introduced and that could not make as much impact as it did in the first season. Conclusion. I'll give 4 out of 5 stars to this series considering the amazing star cast, beautiful story and soulful tracks attached to it. The series has a lot of potential and could go on higher levels in upcoming seasons. I really hope they keep the quality of music intact in upcoming seasons and focus a bit more on chemistry between Ani and Nakul. And which ways, I love the series and would recommend you to give it a try this weekend. Let me know how you felt about this series. Who was your favorite character? Which song touched you the most? How much would you rate this series? Thank you so much for listening, guys. This is again Devendra Intelligent Analyst. If you like it, give it a like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Thank you so much for listening again. Bye.